Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Don't sweat the technique. Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
YouTuber Isaias saying that Evan Ingram's been released by the Jags. You get Evan Ingram on cheap. Let's just recreate the Jacksonville offense. I like Evan Ingram, actually.
He was good with Trevor Lawrence. He was a security blanket.
2 years ago, he was really good. He got hurt last year. Yep. But, I think he had over 100 catches 2 years ago.
He almost broke the tight end record for catches. He's like 3 catches short. It was like north of, it was like 115. It was a lot.
I don't know how good he is in the blocking game, which I think Kaylee values a lot.
I wouldn't expect much from him in the blocking game.
I seem to remember him being like a, wide receiver, basically, that is given the tight end label. But it was good. Burger Bodega in Washington's fantastic. I've heard that, too. I've not made it over there yet. Little Bitty Burger Barn slaps. Unfortunately, it's somewhat in the ghetto, Honey Glazed Branham. That's where I was from, the ghetto. I was built in the ghetto. It sounds like my kind of place.
Settle down, Bane.
Keith from L.A., ESPN gave the Astros a D pause for their offseason moves. How do y'all feel about that?
I think that they did really well with the exception of adding at least one outfielder. I think that D is far too low.
Yeah, the lion doesn't worry about the opinion of a sheep. ESPN doesn't know anything about baseball. Baseball broke up with ESPN. Like, ESPN doesn't know anything about the MLB. So I don't care that they gave him a D. So Joe Espada's fallen in love with guys. I professed my love again with Lance McCullers. I am back with the love I used to know. It sounds like, and I'm trying to sell you guys on falling in love with Lance McCullers again. Are y'all anywhere near falling in love?
No.
Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I'm falling in love with Lance McCullers again. I'm there. I'm at a 94.7 because that's what he threw. Where are you?
2.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, you're at a 94.7?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm 3.
Y'all are hate. I don't like love.
No, I believe it when I see it.
I don't like
He's
love.
Burned me too many times.
Joe Espada is more on my side. You can tell that Joe Espada, like me, has a lot of love for Lance McCullers Jr.
I keep saying he's going to play. He's going to pitch some big games for us. He's super close. He hasn't pitched in 2 years, so we need him to go and pitch some innings in AAA and build up that way. But you'll see him pitch some games here in spring training. He's close. His stuff looks good.
His haircut looks good.
Yeah, his mindset is in the right play. I'm excited about him, man. I really am. This guy's pitched one of the biggest games for us. I remember 17 being on the other side, watching him start against one of those big games against the Yankees. So he's in him. Just got to stay healthy.
See how lame Pierzynski is?
Is that what Pierzynski interrupting? Mm-hmm. You get a guest like that, a manager of a Major League Baseball team, and you're chiming in while he's talking?
And not only chiming in, but lame jokes. I love his hair.
Joe kept trying to move on, and AJ was like, get it? Hair? You see it?
He was so bad on this. I'm telling you. I think I misplayed my hand here. I should have just pulled all of the corny, heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching, tragic moments of AJ Pierzynski while he was at Astros camp. Like, he's like, oh, look at Jeremy Pena flexing his biceps. Joe Espada, you got gray hair. Like, it was hard, hard to listen to.
I think Wainwright's far better than Pierzynski on the air, too.
Yeah.
I think Wainwright could do exactly what Pierzynski does and be more relatable.
I don't hate Pierzynski on Fox. I do agree with you that Wainwright's way better. Mm-hmm. But you get Pierzynski on these little like podcast stuff where he thinks he has to show personality. Your personality sucks. I don't want your personality, AJ. I don't like it. It's no good. But anyways, you can see that Espada loves Lance McCullers. So you're at a 2. Mm-hmm. Where are you now after hearing Joe Espada professing his love for Lance McCullers? You
two.
Up to a three, four?
Two.
Two?
Two.
You didn't move after
I
hearing
told
that?
You
that did
from
nothing
the
for
jump
you?
That I am not going to have any change in where I'm at until I see him throw against major league hitters in games.
Oh, okay.
Games
you threw
suck.
Games there. Like you almost
suck.
Had you for a second until you threw the
games
in games. Because he threw against the John Singletons and the Jake Myers of the world the other day.
No.
He threw to Myers and Singleton. He looked good against those guys. He looked good against them. Well,
yeah.
Okay, so Joe Espada mentioned in this cut that he's going to pitch in spring training.
Right.
So if he pitches in spring training, it's a game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he throws multiple games, probably facing some major league hitters. Probably not a lineup full of them, but some major league hitters. What if he goes out in spring training and he's still bumping 94-7? The secondary stuff is good. He's landing his breaking balls. Is that going to move the needle at all?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. We're making some some headway here.
I forget. Do minor league stats matter? I forget. Or I'm sorry. Do spring training stats matter? I forget.
It's not the numbers that matter here. It's the progress that's being made. It's the step in the right direction. Lance McCullers has to pitch in games before Lance McCullers pitches again in the bigs. So his line score does not matter. Agreed. But taking the step of the journey that's ultimately going to end in him locking up a World Series victory for the Houston Astros when he's bumping 94-7 after his 120th pitch.
You're sounding like Renato
shutout
right now. Greatest season in Astros history.
He said that?
That was last year. That was his tagline last year, all year, this greatest season in Astros history. You're sounding a bit Granato-ish now.
So were you at a two as well?
I was a three.
You're a three. What's it going to take to move you to a four in spring training? Before spring training
It won't. It has to be regular season games.
You can't even move to a four if he looks good in spring training?
You're right that he's taken a step. He has to crawl before he can walk sort of thing. It's fine. But, like, we've seen him come back before. He had eight games in 2022, and then by the end of the season, he was missing the next 2 years. So it's more about can he – one great that he could pitch the game, the one game, but can he repeat it? Can he be there for month after month, 20-plus starts?
But if he goes multiple games in spring training and his velocity, as Jeremy put it, was at 94 and above still, and he's throwing multiple innings?
No, because we're talking in spring training, it's probably going to be, what, 2-3 inning starts, maybe a 4-inning start?
Still pretty good.
Yeah, but he's got to repeat it 20-plus times over a regular season.
I'm not telling you to go to a 9 or a 10, but you don't think that bumps it up?
Because the whole problem is, can he repeat it over multiple starts in one or two, three-inning starts in spring training doesn't prove he can repeat it over a long period of time.
Brian hates love.
I was going to say, do you be?
No, I'm being realistic here.
I think you're being.
I'm at a two, but if he starts doing that, I'm bumping the needle.
Yeah, moving. I'm at a 10. He's at a two. I feel like you're being very disrespectful to
a
Houston legend.
7.
There you go.
Not at a 10.
I feel like you're being very disrespectful to a Houston legend.
We're responsible drivers,
being the age.
Yeah. Like, what's that?
We're responsible drivers, too. We're at 10 and 2.
I don't.
Position on the wheel, Brian.
Okay. Do you feel that joke landed?
He knew what he didn't like it, but he knew what I was saying.
Is that the purpose of the joke? To make somebody know what you're saying?
I don't care. As you know, I don't look for a lot of purpose in the joke. Sometimes I just throw them out.
Blankers, I will say your personality is better than AJ Pierzynski. I will give you. I enjoy your personality far more than I enjoy AJ Pierzynski's. So I my love for you is close to my love for Lance. I think so. It wasn't. What's the opposite of a comp? A put down?
Put down?
It wasn't a put down.
No.
Maybe a backhanded compliment.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
But my love for Blankers is as high as my love for Lance. It's at a 10. It's also at a 10.
Wait, 94-7. You keep switching back and forth.
You can't be 94-7 on a scale of 1 to 10. 713-780 ESPN. Lance McCullers last pitch when Ichiro played. Is that true? Probably is
I
true.
Think, no, it can't be because Ichiro's in the Hall of Fame now. He had to wait 5 years.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it can't
aspect.
Be.
Yeah, you texter. You're wrong. Texter minus 10 on McCullers sucker love. Come on, man. Get on board of the Lance McCullers train.
People have been fooled too many times by Lance.
It's on a fast track to another World Series.
Well, do we remember what Lance McCullers' song for us was?
I don't think. No. I think that Lance
predates.
McCullers predated.
I think it did.
Yeah. I think it did.
That started. Okay, so that started in the 23 season.
Did it? No, because
we had Brendan was when we were doing the songs, right?
And he pitched in the we were on the air
playoffs,
whenever they had the White Sox series.
We made that bet with the White Sox guy.
We did.
That they never paid up.
We did, and we also had to do radio the day that it got rained out. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we were doing that whenever Lance McCullers last.
I don't know if we should start playing it occasionally, or on the days.
I don't remember his song, though.
I don't remember.
Okay,
what it was.
See, I was going to ask, like on the days that he's going to have these spring training games, maybe we should play
it for good luck.
But it's a good idea.
Oh, I'll search Lance McCullers. I'm not sure.
See if McCullers' song is in the system.
Texture says he's at a 9.47 out of 10. There you go. There you go. Because he's hitting 94.7 on the gun. Texture, I don't know how much I'm in love with Lance, but I know I'm annoyed with all of the Lance hate. See, I think that's where I'm at. And look, I've been guilty of the Lance hate.
I'm done with him.
I'm not going to sit here in front. I was over Lance McCullers. I was sick of Lance. Now, I wasn't trading Lance McCullers because that's stupid. Like, you're not getting anything for Lance McCullers. You're on the hook for the Lance McCullers contract. I was just over talking about Lance McCullers. I'll believe it like Brian when he pitches in a big league game. But I think I'm starting to admire the journey. I like that Lance McCullers has stopped with the social media stuff. I like that his effort, like the dude's working hard to get back on the bump. It's not his fault he's been hurt. Like, he's not sitting there like cutting himself. Right. Be like, oh, I don't like my life. I'm going to cut my right elbow because I don't want to pitch in a game.
That's a bit of a farce.
He can't avoid this injury. I mean, the champagne bottle.
Champagne bottle. Okay,
champagne bottle.
Yeah, but that's not
champagne
cutting
bottle.
Your, I mean, oh, come on.
It's glass. It cut him. He had open wounds.
All right.
I'll give that one to you. Appreciate the effort that Lance McCullers is putting in. I do think he really wants to be back.
Of course.
I actually think, but I feel like I've hated on him too much for something that he can't control.
Yeah, I don't believe he's lazy.
He's not a bum.
I haven't hated on him. I've just been overly frustrated with him. I got frustrated to the point where I just said, I'm done. I'm done until he pitches multiple games. I haven't said major league games. But if it's going to be spring training, that's going to start to move the needle. If he pitches in multiple regular season games, now I might show you a whole new level of excitement. But at the same time, the frustration is all the way back to when I was going off on massive rants about why did it take this long? Was it not more properly diagnosed? Why wasn't there more medical attention given to it so it didn't take this amount of time? The multiple injuries. Everything that we went through with Lance McCullers gives me every reason to doubt the hell out of everything that happens with him. But I want him to succeed. I think he's a good dude. I know he loves the organization and the city. I've had the boy cry wolf too many times.
Yeah, I hear you on all that. All those things are valid points. And look, I'm realistic on what Lance McCullers is going to be. Like, I think Schwab, who's... I think he was clickbaiting. I'm pretty sure he was clickbaiting. He says that he thinks Lance McCullers is going to get Cy Young votes.
Oh, stop it.
Like
I don't know if he was clickbaiting. I don't know.
I'm going to be realistic with where I think Lance McCullers is going to be. Like, I don't think Lance McCullers is going to be a shell of what he used to be. I think he's going to be a 4 ERA starter. But I'll take that at this point. Like, is he one of your 5 best starters if he gets back to a 4 ERA guy? Probably.
Because
better than Wes Nasty.
I'll take that.
Because he knows to think his way through hitters and at-bats, and he knows how to pitch. But I'll say this. I mean, look, I think there's something to that. I don't think he's going to sit there and be like younger arms that are trying to overpower guys or don't think through the game as much as what he's been through with his experiences. But I think the one thing I'm cautiously optimistic more than anything else is when we started this process 2 weeks ago, he was at 90. Now, do I think that he's going to maintain 94 and above? No. And there was probably a lot of adrenaline, but that was damn encouraging to know that he might be able to get back to where he was pre-injury, which was in the 93 range.
Yeah. Yeah. Lance McCullers. Where's your love at for Lance McCullers? A lot of the Hive wants to weigh in on this. What's it going to take to move Brian's needle? The people are asking. 713-780-3776. There's also one other guy that Joe Spott has given love to. Who is that? What did he say? It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store. You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Justin on Twitter, Culver's is fire. Especially on sourdough. I told him it was the most underrated thing in the fast food game. I've not tried it on sourdough. That's interesting.
People in Scotty love them.
It's so good. Culver's is fantastic. You should love Culver's. Being a Wisconsin guy.
My mom did.
They have cheese curds, although they might not be your style of cheese curds.
Culver's is so good. I might get Culver's for dinner. Love Culver's. It is a bit out of my way, but that's how willing I am to have some Culver's. My wife started to dabble in sourdough, by the way.
Okay. Like making it?
Love it for her.
Is she making it?
Oh, she's not good at making it?
No, no, it tastes good. No, it does taste good. It does taste good.
The way you said love it for her was...
It's just a bit messy.
To make sourdough bread?
She makes sourdough from scratch. She's pulling out like a loaf a day.
Huh.
It's good.
How much bread are you guys eating?
I try to stay away.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. A loaf a day? How much are you guys eating?
I mean, she's giving away most of it.
Okay, okay.
Like her parents or my parents or... You know, she gives away most of it. And I might be exaggerating a loaf a day. I'm really not sure what's going on in the kitchen right now. I'm really not sure all of the semantics of what's happening in there at the moment.
You stay out of the kitchen. That's not your line of work.
I smell it. I see the oven going. I see the dough everywhere. I see it clogging our garbage disposal.
Sounds like a big issue.
It sounds like, yeah, there's some underlying
stress.
Sounds
like you're not too pleased, though you're supporting it.
Do you need a minute to get something off your chest?
I'm kind of kidding.
Kinda,
but the labor that is going on in there, I'm staying out of there for a while.
I hear you. That's not
until the
it's not your place in the kitchen. It's hers.
What's,
I hear you.
What's the saying? If you can't take the heat, stay out of the kitchen.
Yep,
that's right.
I'm staying out of the kitchen. I am staying out of the kitchen at the moment. Tukey's and Kima is fire. I went to Tukey's whenever we did a show in Kima.
I remember the show.
It was very good.
Tukey's is great.
It was very good.
It's just
good.
So far out of the way of living in Kingwood.
Yeah. Jeremy, I need you to explain to me where Culver's is around here.
There's one in Kingwood. I don't know the other locations. Actually, there's one in Kingwood, one in Humble, Atascocita. I can't remember where it falls in the line.
Oh, yeah. It's like on Will Clayton, right?
Yeah.
1960.
I think it's Atascocita Road, but... Nearby
The one that I go to is in Kingwood. Like, I'll go to Kingwood and go out of the way.
North Park?
I have to go 45 to go home. Or Hardy.
Are you coming all the way to North Park?
I will go up 59 to go to the one on North Park. Yeah, I don't live too far from that, though.
Okay.
Is North Park by the golf course that we did the grand opening for?
Not too far.
It's about 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's not too far.
About 10 minutes.
You could, yeah, that's probably a way to do it. Lance McCullers gets egg rolls at Jack in the Box. Who doesn't get egg rolls at Jack in the Box?
I get egg rolls at Jack in the Box.
I haven't either.
They're not bad.
Really?
Yeah, they're not bad. Tyler and Conroe, there is a Culver's in Conroe. I find that one not to be as good, though. I feel like the one in Kingwood's better than the one in Conroe. I have had the egg rolls at Jack in the Box.
Really?
Yes. I mean, it's 12:30 at night. You do some things that you might not normally do.
If I'm in that mode, I'm just going... Jack in the Box tacos, though, if I'm in that mode.
I mean, you can go Jack in the Box tacos. You get a little 2 for $99, although not 2 for $99 anymore.
I think it's $1.29
now. You get the 2 tacos, you get 1 egg roll, you get a medium curly. I mean, that could maybe that's somebody's order. I don't know whose order that could be.
Sounds like it's
but
your
2
order.
2 tacos, an egg roll, medium curly. That's not the worst thing in the world at 12:30 in the morning. It might be the worst thing in the world at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. You might go into your meditation.
I try not to do that as much as I woke up with, like, this thing last night, like
your esophagus,
like it was burning.
Little reflux.
It was acid reflux, right?
I have reflux.
I woke up with that at 1:30 in the morning.
Lance and I both have reflux. Little different versions.
Thing was burning.
It ain't great a feeling. It's not a great feeling.
I'm not going to read that texture. I'll be excited if McCullers makes it out of spring training. That's fair. Goodness forbid we criticize a guy who makes millions and is not working. I criticize him too. I'm hopping on board the Lance McCullers train. People act like Lance is a quarterback and the season's over if he doesn't play. Doesn't make any sense. I don't get the sense that people think that way.
I think people are just highly frustrated and overly frustrated with the fact that they have wanted and expected him to pitch in the last couple of years, and when it doesn't happen, they get sick and tired of it, and then they get ticked off.
I don't think anybody thinks the season's over when Lance is not pitching, though. Texture, if we get anything out of Lance, it's just a lanyap. Let's use words that we know, okay? Let's use words that we know.
The other thing that really ticks people off is they know that he's making $17 or $18 million a year, so that adds fuel to the fire.
Lance McCullers eats Burger King, Junior Whoppers, and chicken fries. I'll mess with Burger King every now and then.
I love the charbroiled.
Yeah, like the regular burger. I'm fine with.
I'll do the I'll go to Burger King roughly once a year, and I'll do the Texas Double Whopper. Texas Double Whopper, legit.
The charbroiled taste I do like.
Charbroiled
the jalapeno, the bacon. I might get Burger King tonight.
Joel, you get down with the jalapeno?
The Texas Double Whopper? Texas Double Whoppers, that hits once a year. That Texas Double Whopper hits. Their fries are kind of mid.
Yeah, I don't care for their fries.
I don't really like their chicken fries either.
Now,
I won't do the chicken fries.
The wife likes the Burger King fries.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. because they're not fried in animal fat.
I'm hungry, I guess. You know what? Isn't Steak Shack doing that? They're doing the beef tallow with the fries. It's a big RFK thing right now.
I don't know. I just know that she.
I think
knows
it might be Steak Shack.
Taco Bell and Burger King do not fry their deep fry their fries in animal fat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, somebody went to beef tallow. I think it's Steak Shack. I think. You know, his underrated fries. The new Wendy's fries are underrated.
Okay.
Those are pretty underrated. Texture Jack in the Box egg rolls are highly underrated. I agree. Jack in the Box sides game is criminally underrated. Tyler and Conroe, I agree.
Yeah, I've had their jalapeno poppers there. Not bad.
I've never had those there. I've had them at Sonic.
Sonics are better than Jack in the Boxes, but they're both solid.
Beck's Primes for four burgers, fries, and drinks is $90. I mean, it's 2025. I miss Jack in the Box potato wedges. You can see how one would miss that. My buddy ordered a few egg rolls from Jack in the Box and fell asleep before eating them. That tracks. I could see that. Anthony Rendon thinks that Lance McCullers plays too many games. Have you ever had the Burger King tacos? I have, but I don't think they sell them anymore.
I tried them once, but I didn't think they're all that good.
Have y'all tried the mini Jack
tacos?
Good.
I tried it once. Not, I didn't like it.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, they do not look good.
Like, I think the Dairy Queen does a pretty good Jack
they
in the Box taco.
Yeah, they
I think
call
their
it like
taco
Texas,
is better.
Like a Texas tea taco or something.
I think that's
it's
what it's
good.
Called. Yeah, it is pretty good. Lance eats boneless wings. Poor guy. Lance McCullers eats fried fish from Captain D's. Why are we banging on Lance McCullers all of a sudden?
Is Captain D's the place that looks like a boat?
Maybe. Or that is Long John Silver.
No. I'm saying that these aren't like major chain restaurants.
No.
But there are a couple around town and they. They literally look. The building looks just like a.
I don't think it's Captain D's. No, I know. I think I know what you're talking about.
It's an unfortunate name, too.
But
it really is.
I don't like the fast food slander.
Or a compliment.
We all can't eat Papa's burgers every day. I agree. Isn't it Steak and Shake that does the beef tallow? I forget which one it is. Steak and Shake or Shake Stack or Steak Shack.
Shake Shack.
Shake yeah. Shack.
I forget which one did that. Boycott Wendy's. They want to make meals more expensive during lunch hours. That's interesting. I hadn't heard that.
They floated that out there, but they're not doing it as far as I know. They thought about surge pricing, but it obviously got rejected by the masses. Man.
I've done the teriyaki bowl at Jack in the Box, and it ain't great.
Yeah, I've never done their Asian
food. I don't usually. Burgers and nuggets.
I guess I do the egg roll. I guess that's kind of a contradiction. Mm-hmm. Chicken Express has the best jalapeno poppers. I've never had theirs. Best jalapeno poppers is Church's Chicken. I'll have to try that.
I haven't seen a Church's Chicken in a long time.
Oh, I drive by two a day, I think.
Do you? There was one growing up in Deer Park. We had one, but that I don't remember seeing any outside of there, or at least not where I live. Is there one in Kingwood? You used to live there. I don't remember seeing one.
I think there might be one on North Park, or used to be.
Maybe a long time ago. I don't think it's there now.
Chili's triple dipper is slept on. I've actually been craving Chili's lately, which is scary because Chili's goes.
You've been watching Office reruns or something?
No, I've been craving their salsa.
I was going to say they got that deal going on right now.
Yeah, it's unlimited, right?
Unlimited chips and salsa, a big drink, fries, and then a pretty big
it's like
burger.
A three course meal sort of thing.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? I think I did see that commercial. I think it subconsciously made me crave Chili's.
Yeah,
you like their salsa?
Not really. No,
I thought you had strong, good opinions on salsa. I couldn't believe craving it.
Like every now and then, you just get like a taste bud for it, and like, you need to like satisfy that taste bud.
You're gonna go there and be disappointed.
I probably haven't been to Chili's in 3 to 5 years.
3 to 5 years.
But every now and then, I'll get a little bit of a. You know, a hankering for that chili cone queso.
The skillet queso?
Yeah. I also don't hate their triple play or whatever it's called. Like you get a little bit of their chicken crisper, maybe a wing or two, and then their little sliders.
I do like their Southwestern egg rolls.
Okay, yeah, those aren't bad. I haven't had those in forever, but those aren't bad. Captain Benny's said somebody. Somebody said
yes.
Captain Tom's. Captain Benny's
is
the boat.
That boat shaped building, right?
I think that's right.
I think that's right.
Lance McCullers eats at Arby's.
America's roast beef, yes, sir.
Ugh. Gross.
With the deep voice commercial guy.
Yeah. There's a Church's Chicken and Humble off of Will Clayton. I think there might be one on like 1314,
too.
Oh,
you know what? Yeah, I know where that Church's is now. That's kind of far out of the way, but I'll drive over there at one point.
People are saying, here's their Jack in the Box orders now. Huey and Spring, Bacon Ultimate Cheeseburger, Large Curly. Large.
I'm not a big
Dr.
Curly
Pepper
fry.
And
really? You don't like their curly
fries? I like their curlies.
Yeah, I like their curlies. I would go Sourdough Jack. No tomato.
Lance McCullers orders a burger at Timmy Chan's. You gotta go wings and fried rice at Timmy Chan's. That's how do you know if you're from Houston without telling me you're from Houston? wings and fried rice at Timmy Chan's.
No, I've never been to Timmy Chan's.
Church of Chicken isn't usually in rich areas, Brian.
I didn't say I lived in a rich area.
Chicken on Beechnut, on Gessner, and on Chimney Rock.
Lance McCullers eats all-you-can-eat barbecue riblets at Applebee's with a 7-Up. What's wrong with you people?
A 7-Up?
A 7-Up.
Chili's changed their recipe from their Chicken Crispers meal, and I haven't been back since. What a shame. Okay, I haven't been there since they did that. That is disappointing.
Oh, that's
Chicken
Crispers messed with me? Okay.
What's up?
When's the last time you saw someone with 7-Up?
Every now and then I would drink a cherry 7-Up.
I didn't think they still
That is it. A good low-key way to say you're trash, to say you're drinking 7-Up and not Sprite.
Lance McCullers eats at White Castle. White Castle stinks.
There's not any White Castle around here, is there?
I ate at a White Castle in Indy.
I've never been to
not
a like
Minneapolis.
I tried the frozen White Castle. It was garbage. I've never been to an actual White Castle. I don't think I've ever seen one here.
White Castle, I don't think they're here.
Is the Minnesota version of Whataburger late night runs?
Really? I thought White Castle was a New York thing.
White Castle sucks.
I had mine in Indianapolis.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Arby's Midwest for sure.
Arby's beef and cheddar with the horsey sauce rocks. I don't mind their beef and cheddar every now and then. Twin Peaks venison queso, never had it. Lance orders the McRib when it's not on the menu, says Aaron. Why is Lance McCullers catching all these strays today?
I don't know what we got to this point. You were actually singing his praises.
Lance only orders a side of steamed veggies at Panda Express. I do their super greens at Panda Express.
Really? Chicken fried rice, baby.
When I'm trying to eat good, I'll do I'll do their super greens. I'll usually get like some sort of chicken teriyaki,
Mushroom chicken.
The string bean chicken is fine. The black pepper chicken is fine. The Kung Pao chicken is fine. And then I never get that one. And then I'll do the side of the super greens at Panda Express. Because it's like not a terrible fast food option.
If you go chicken and then get the veggies, yeah, you're calorie wise, you're doing fine.
I usually eat okay for lunch and then I eat awful for dinner. It's usually what I do.
Lisa does the super greens and they have the
impossible orange chicken.
Yeah, impossible orange chicken.
Interesting.
Yep.
I can't do that. Lance why? Goes to I have to eat. I can't eat the impossible thing.
I mean, but why? Is it just a block in your mind?
No, it's a taste.
Okay. All right.
No, it's a taste. Lance goes to Crystal Burger and orders chicken. Well, Lance, this Lance Lander is so funny right now.
We're not going to read those, 713.
Yeah. Huey and Spring says Crystal Burger is White Castle down here. Huey and Spring. Crystal's is better than White Castle. Crystal's has an expansive menu, I think. Lance McCullers eats TGI Fridays frozen wings from Walmart. Lance orders footlongs from Sonic. Come on. Lance McCullers eats Taco Bell and shames people who eat Jack in the Box. You country boys don't know about White Castles. That's a Chicago thing. Okay.
I just said it's a Midwest thing.
You're
a
country boy.
Calm down,
country boy.
Yeah, seriously. Hey, don't you start with me.
Lance McCullers goes to McDonald's at 10:35 and tries to order breakfast only to get declined, then reverses out of the drive-thru causing traffic. Lance orders steak and hurts shorter cutting it. Goes against the grain. Lance McCullers enjoys Lance Zierlein's brisket.
Lance
McCullers goes to Let Madeline and orders soup and then goes microwaves it when he gets home with crackers. I like their tomato soup every now and then.
I was just going to say, people love La Madeline's tomato soup.
My wife does. I just don't like soup in general, though.
I don't know if they call it bisque or not. Oh. It's pretty good, though. They sell it at the grocery stores,
they
too.
They do.
Lance gets sushi from 7-Eleven. The tomato soup with a good grilled cheese whenever you're a little under the weather, that's when it hits the best.
I don't know. I just never been a big fan of soup.
Grilled cheese, tomato bisque,
Do you say grilled cheese?
No, I said it funny. I am a little under the weather. Grilled cheese, the tomato soup from La Madeline, whenever you're a little under the weather, is when it hits the best. I will forever think that. Lance gets sushi 7-Eleven. Lance eats Lefty's cheesesteaks. Lance McCullers orders Starbucks, then pours it over into a Maven coffee. Better than mayo on the coffee, I guess. Here was Joe Espada, one more player that he loves. His love for one, Cam Smith.
You know what? I want to first talk about the human. Like, this kid is an incredible person. Is a man of faith, family values. He's super coachable. And then once you put that on the baseball field, his skill sets is off the chart. The power, he actually is a really good runner. Can play third. If you could put him in the outfield, I'm sure he's athletic enough to do it over there. We are excited about him. I'm excited about his future. And, he's close. He's close to being a big league player, very close.
Gives you some optimism there.
Yes, it does. That'll move the needle a little bit.
Yeah, that was an interesting quote there from a spotter. But you can tell he loves him a bit. Loves himself some Cam Smith. It'll be fun to watch the journey. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's get to Bad Take Boulevard. What are the worst takes of the week? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Time to welcome some new takes.
Right this way.
To Bad Take Boulevard.
If only there was something in your head to control the things you say.
It's the dumbest argument ever.
With the Killer Bees.
Can I just say that I'm an idiot for listening to you?
Grilled cheese, said a texter. I said grilled cheese like Brian Kelly says, family.
You're also a fake Louisianan?
I am a fake Louisianan. There's no doubt about that. Lance eats Vienna sausages. Lance starts to pay at Ford Line at Starbucks. He drinks it, Maven. Lance McCullers eats crawfish with gloves and safety glasses. Lance eats Hertz chicken buffet table for one. Our Killer Bee resident reverse racist. They need a brother player. Let's go, Cam. Clap emoji, clap emoji, clap emoji. That's our resident reverse racist. I texted that into the show. All right, let's get to Bad Take Boulevard. Brian, I believe this is yours. National media doesn't follow the Texans.
Yeah, so there was a thing that came out from CBS Sports about what they learned from the combine, and it was one thing they learned about each team and their needs going into, you know, free agency and the draft. What they learned about them during the combine, and their thing for the Texans was, again, the thing that they learned was that the Texans were in need of offensive line help. Now, maybe they were the victim of a bad headline writer, which has been something we've seen happen before. But how could anyone paying any, even just a tiny bit of attention to the Texans, say what they learned at the combine well after the season has ended that they needed offensive line help?
It's a bad take.
Yep. It's pretty obvious. Bad take.
This is why the national folks have no clue.
She knew.
Yeah, well, that's different. That's like a scoop. But, like, that's not the same as, like, following the team and, like, knowing the ins and outs.
I was just playing with you.
Yeah. Gianna Rossini did a really good job earlier today. She was fantastic. Yeah, CBS, you make the list. Bad take.
You just made the list!
You like that.
What's that?
Dirty Dion.
I always call her Princess Di.
But you like the Michael Jackson song, right? Did you like that one?
I don't think that was the one I was referring to.
No.
I'd probably have to hear that one to know what that one is.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that's the one we were talking about the other day.
I thought it was. I thought that was the song.
I think we were talking about the Billy King song.
Oh, Billie Jean.
Billie Jean. Not Billie King. Billie King is not Billie Jean.
Or Billie Jean King.
Fox NFL Twitter doesn't know who Josh Allen looks like. Doesn't know what he looks
like. Or Jonathan Allen. Yeah, so obviously the defensive lineman formerly with the Commanders. Anyway,
I clicked on this one today, Brian, and it's gone.
That's
exactly why I screen capped it and put the picture of it in the Google Doc, because I thought they would delete the tweet. But they put out a graphic of the best trade destinations for guys who might be on the move this NFL offseason, and they put Jonathan Allen's name. One problem, they put up a picture. Joel, you know who the player they actually put up is.
He's got 23 and a Green Bay collar on.
That's Jair Alexander. So, and I mean, you could say, even if you didn't know what Jair Alexander or Jonathan Allen look like, you can clearly see a Green Bay jersey. Yep. In the picture that they chose for Jair Alexander, you could see the green and the gold. So clearly,
what happened here? Like, what went wrong? You think?
I think Jair Alexander is also someone that's been talked about in trade. So clearly, they were maybe thinking about him, and maybe they typed in the wrong name. I think maybe they thought, you know, Jair Alexander, J.A., Jonathan Allen, J.A. They were thinking Jair Alexander, and they just typed in the wrong name.
I think that's what happened here. I think they were predicting Jair going to the Cardinals, and they typed in the wrong name.
I think that's what happened, but still, I mean...
That's rough.
Double-check your work.
Fox, Carmen Vitelli. You made the list.
You just made the list!
He or she probably didn't come up with the graphic. Pat McAfee, remember he was standing for that guy who he pulled up into Indy and was throwing the ball like over the building and like, this guy's a dog. This guy's going to be awesome. He's going to have a great combine. That guy was Will Howard. Will Howard then was awful. During the combine.
One of the worst throwing performances I've ever seen at the combine.
Really?
Yeah, somebody was trying to pump up Will Howard again.
So, Pat McAfee.
Oh, Kurt Warner.
Oh, really?
He said he watched a whole bunch of tape on him.
Kurt Warner does know a thing or two about terrible quarterbacks.
He used to be one.
He was bagging groceries.
Mm-hmm. So Pat McAfee make the list.
You just made the list!
Justin Turner, he does not like what the Seattle Mariners are doing this season. See, Justin Turner was a Mariner after they got him last year, second half of the season. He said the fact that they, Mariners, missed the playoffs by one game, didn't go out and add an impact bat or two when you have the best pitching staff in baseball just seems absurd to me. Honestly, as much as I wanted to be back there, if I was the only piece they brought back in, I would be saying the same thing. What are we doing? Are you trying? This is the rite of passage in Seattle baseball. This happens every single year where they have the best pitching in all of baseball, yet they never add to their team. That's why the Mariners are always going to be the Houston Astros bridesmaids.
This had to be like music to Mariner fans' ears on Twitter because they just, every year right after the deadline, they just unload on how the fact that they've done it again by not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they did trade for Randy Arozarena last year. They did more than they usually do, but we all knew trading for one Randy Arozarena wasn't going to fix the offense.
He's still there. Yeah.
Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah, they never
he's
do
not
enough.
Good though. He's overrated.
Yeah, exactly. He's a player that's I think has more in name value right now than he actually does production on the field.
Who's better, Adolis Garcia or Randy Arozarena?
I would say
they were always compared, weren't they?
They were both bad last year. They weren't really compared. Because they're very different players.
Power
they
player
came
versus,
up at the same time with the Cardinals, so like they're real tight.
Buddies. Yeah.
Yeah. Different profiles, but same age. We're buddies. They're thick as thieves. Those two guys. One got inflated, and one just kind of stayed the same. Mark McDaniel, attorney at law, on Twitter in my comments, criminal defense attorney, Mississippi State University, 1980. He commented on my Astros opening day roster projection. I had John Singleton listed as a backup infielder. He responded to me and said, John Singleton is not an infielder. I asked him, is he an outfielder? And then he's like, oh, an infielder means he plays multiple positions. I was like, no, he's just an infielder on the bench. So attorney at law, what did I say his name was?
John.
Mark S. McDaniel. You made the list.
You just made the list.
Plays in the dirt, man. An infielder.
If he's not starting, he's an infielder.
I think he was obviously trying to nitpick, saying, oh, he's a first baseman only, but yeah, first basemen are infielders.
And you wanted to put B1B instead of IF?
Whenever you were filling out that All-Star ballot in 1980 and you had to punch out the hanging chads, was a first baseman an infielder or was he an outfielder? Lawyer. Dallas Mavericks raising ticket prices. It's a bad take. You trade your best player. The organization hates you right now, and you're raising ticket prices by 8%. This is odd business strategy.
I think it was intentional. I mean, remember the tinfoil hat conspiracies that came out after the trade about how the ownership group wanted to move and was trying to piss off the fans so they could? Following up trading away your best player by raising your ticket prices 8% feels to be on track for that tinfoil conspiracy.
You're on that. They're not moving down to Dallas.
We'll see. We'll see.
I think they want to expand. They want to get like permits and everything to try and expand in Dallas.
Yeah, I don't believe that conspiracy. Brian's not letting it go.
I'm just saying it tracks.
I know that they don't know basketball. That's for sure. And they just let whoever run amok.
Remember how I was, Mavericks, you made the list.
You just made the list!
And then last one here. Remember how I was dogging that show, Running Point, the other day, which has, I forget who's playing.
Kate. Yeah, crap.
Hudson.
Kate Hudson. There we go.
The genie might have been the genie bus story.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Is it?
Yeah, it definitely is. I tried to watch it.
Okay.
Because last night we were done watching our shows. We were ready for bed. We're like, hey, let's just see what this looks like. Got to the first segment. I turned it off. It was as bad as I thought it would be. It was worse
acting
than I thought it would
be.
No, the acting's not bad. They have actually some pretty good actors.
Kate Hudson's pretty good.
I think they have the Roe guy or whatever. Like he's in it. Like the cast isn't bad.
Okay.
Mindy Kaling.
Yeah,
Kaling,
from The Office.
Like the executive producer or whatever. Yeah. No, they have the cast. It is just awful. Awful television. So anybody that likes that show, you made the list.
You just made the list!
But it is definitely the genie bus story. Okay. Like, it's very, very obvious. That is the genie bus story. All right, that does it for Bad Take Boulevard. Let's get to our car wreck of the day. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Give me you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
USS Cam is 2-for-2 in a minor league game today. Mm. Just had a ball 108.2 off the bat.
Making it hard to keep him off the major league roster. Why are you smirking again?
Yeah. He's making it hard to keep him off the major league roster. I agree. 108.2 is better than 94.7.
That's just math.
108.2 is better than 97.5. That's just self-deprecating.
No one's better than 97.5.
108.2 off the bat? He had a hit in the first inning. He's 2-for-2? Get this guy's bust ready in Cooperstown. Get it ready. He's the next Albert Pujols.
I sure hope so.
Albert Pujols, 6'3", 235. Cam Smith, 6'3", 225. The Sweet Pickle is the new Prince Albert.
That can't stick it.
All right, what's
the machine versus the Sweet
Pickle.
Yeah,
that's not
that
happening.
We're not calling him
the Sweet Pickle.
No.
Unless he's in a slump. Sweet Pickle can be his alter ego whenever he's not performing well. Whenever he's performing well, he's the USS Cam. When he's performing poorly, he is the Sweet Pickle. Coming up on ESPN 97.5, 92.5 after us, it'll be Soccer Matters at 6 with the great Glenn Davis. It'll be Athletically Declined starting at 7, and then Athletically More Declined at 9 o'clock with Hall of Fame Booker T. I was trying to guess what the joke was going to be.
Wow.
And Brad Gilmore. All right, what's your car wreck of the day, Blankers?
I'm going to go with Malik Beasley. I think it was less than 2 weeks ago. He was on a podcast, and he was asked about defending guys and who was the easiest to defend.
My favorite player of all time is James Harden.
Your favorite player of all time is James Harden?
Yeah.
He's easy to guard.
Said he was easy to guard. Malik Beasley plays for the Pistons, Jeremy. Pistons played the Clippers and James Harden last night, Jeremy.
Yeah.
James Harden had 50 points.
So he said this a long time ago?
Said it 2 weeks ago.
So you think Harden had the receipts here?
Well, they later go on to say, I'm going to call the Clippers and don't let the Clippers hear this. Not that I think that James Harden used it as motivation or anything, but it's not a good look.
He's been playing pretty well lately, Harden.
Yeah, I was surprised he went for 50. And, you know, because Kawhi's so hit or miss on if he's even playing.
That's bad there, Malik.
He said he said the toughest guys to guard are Steph and other guys that run around a lot. James doesn't run around a lot.
I can see where he's coming from there.
I get it.
But then you get cooked for 50. It looks really, really bad after that. I'll nominate AJ Pierzynski's stellar personality for my car wreck of the day.
I'll nominate someone not letting the grudge go, Skip Bayless. I saw this pop on my timeline. Said, quote, LeBron James wasted the first 20 years of his career. I mean, the dude won. What, three titles, four titles in his first 20 years? The guy will not let go of that petty grudge.
He does that on so many different things to clickbait. He's annoying.
He's pot committed and unemployed. Car of the day, Lance McCullers for all the food jokes. That was pretty funny. I don't know how that popped off like that. And then Josh wants to nominate BMAC for nominating me yesterday, but not the boba straws whenever I dropped my ring. All right, what's wins?
I think I'll go Malik Beasley.
That sounds good. Malik, you win. That does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Blank. I'm Brad. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Soccer Matters, Glenn Davis, right now on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Goodbye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.